It may result in a raise on the job. It may be a new job. It may be, but until you act on it, nothing happened. But when you release your faith, it's working while you sleep. Your faith is working and while you're asleep. But if you go and negate it by saying something crazy or different from what the word said, then you cut it off with unbelief. But if you hold to your faith, I remember the first time, right around the first time I ever believed God for something. That was hard on me because I never did it before. We had a, what was that? I think it was a car payment I had to make. I didn't have the money, didn't know where I would get it from. But I would believe in God. I believe God. And all of a sudden, somebody called. Now listen, somebody called and wanted to buy my our propane tank, and it was enough to make the payment. Yes. See, faith. That's why you want goals, so you stay focused. And see, during the course of the year, that's why you want to write it down and go back to it, because if you don't go back and reread it, you'll do it for a week and then maybe a month, and then the devil will let you off track. But if you stay with the goal, and by the end of the year, you say, wow, I done saved me $500. I saved me $5,000. The next thing you know, I got me 10. Wow, Lord, I got 50,000 now. You don't think it worked? God don't have no problem with you having money. It doesn't bother him at all. But what bothers him when the money got you? He does not care about you having $14 trillion. It wouldn't bother God. But if he got you, that's what bothers him, because he's jealous. Hallelujah. Am I helping anybody? So he said, all the promises of God in him is what? Yes and amen. All of them. Everything, every promise, listen, every promise God made in Christ. Jesus is the promise seed. Are you hearing me? And every one of those promises he gave in Christ is yes and amen. And this is why you want to meditate. Listen to what Joshua said. Joshua 1:8 said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate how often. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein. Meditation, the weakest thing, I believe, in the church. This is why we must learn the importance of meditating in the Word of God, because the Word, that's how you get it in. You meditate. You meditate. You mutter. You speak that Word until that Word become a part of you. It become what you say. It become what you think. It become what you act on. It calls you to act in line with the Word of God, in line with what God has said. The Word says that there is no good thing that God will withhold from you. That's what the Word said. No good thing. This is what it says, and I'll close with this. He says in Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is a shield, a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walketh upright. When you put that word in your mouth and you walk in line with your confession and you stand on that word daily, confessing, that's your daily confession. He's saying that's a person who walking upright. A person that walks upright walks in the light of the word. They walk, they talk, they live in line and they are doers of what the word said. They spend time with God in prayer. They spend time with the word. They spend time. Why do we pray in tongues? You know why most people fight? You know why the enemy fights so? Because see, you pray in tongues. Jude says you're building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Jude, that word, when you pray in tongue, that word, you're communing with God, and that nature, life, and nature of God and who he is being fed in your spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is giving you utterance. The Holy Spirit is doing what? Giving you utterance in line with the will of God, the word of God. And that's coming out of your spirit, out of your mouth. It's being spoken in the air. That change you on the inside. You become like him. You're communing with God. You're communing with him. It changes in your spirit. It feeds in your spirit. It expands in your spiritual capacity for more of God. And the love of God is growing because you have made a decision that I'm going to walk in love. I want to walk by faith. And once you commune with God, then your thoughts will be in line with what God said, because you're taking that word and renewed your mind. So your thoughts won't get, you know, crazy. And then you find stuff coming out of you. You say, where did that come from? It came from meditating in the word. Whereas you will say in fear or in rage or in some other way, now it comes out in peace. It comes out in victory. It comes out in joy. It comes out in confidence. How did you get there? I'm confident about my life. I'm confident in what I do. How did I get there? By spending time in the word. Then I know that I am victorious, I am successful, and I am more than a conqueror. I challenge you. Don't do like you did last year. Set you some goals. Don't go through 2018 and end up like you are. I ain't saying you're broke, but if you are, don't be broke in 2019 come. When 2019 come, be able to say, praise God, I have this. I just talked about your sowing. I mean your saving. Set you some goals. What do you need this year? What do you believe in God for? A believer believe God. You should be believing God for something all the time. Every day of your life. Don't you breathe every day? Huh? Come on, talk to me. Don't you breathe every day? Well, believers believe every day. Every day you believe in something. You believe in God for something. My God increased me more and more, me and my children. He caused good things to come to me. Did not he say, no good thing he'll withhold from them that walk upright? God is not withholding. He made it available. Right here, right here, right here. It's in here. You get it out of there, put it here, here. And do it. Be doers of it. You don't have to turn your nose up at anybody. You don't have to be concerned about what other folks are saying. You're just doing what God tells you to do. And you'll find that life become a life of peace, joy, and victory. Usher, come on. Hallelujah.